今日係帶住一個好戰驚嘅心，同大家分享但以利書嘅預言。
Dear brothers and sisters, I have come before you with a full heart to share God's word with you.
但以利書裏邊所講一切嘅事，係講到末期嘅事。
Daniel speaks about the end of the world.
呢件事係會應驗在末世嘅情況，亦都係會影響到所有嘅人。
The end of the world affects all of us.
但係我哋頭先讀嗰段經文係特別係講以色列嘅國家嘅命運。
But what we have just read speaks about the end of Israel.
但我哋要明白到關係以色列嘅，亦都會關係到整個嘅世界。
We have to understand that what happens to the Jews will also happen to the world.
所以我哋一齊一個開始嘅禱告。
So before we start, we will pray.
主啊，我哋係喺你面前，我哋覺得我哋自己喺度戰驚。我等候你嘅信息。
Dear Lord, we are before you. We ask for your inspiration.
主，我哋覺得呢個係末世嘅時候。
We know that the end of the world cometh.
主，我哋求你使我哋有個警醒嘅心。
We ask that you give us a steadfast heart.
渴望你嘅聖者主耶穌基督嘅再嚟。
So that we look forward eagerly to the coming of Jesus.
讓我哋教會嘅可以被提，免去七年災難嘅痛苦。
So that our church can avoid the
7 years tribulation.
The 7 years of tribulation.
奉主耶穌基督嘅名禱告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
上次同大家所講嘅就係但以利書第九章但以利嘅禱告。
Earlier we spoke about Daniel's prayer, chapter 9.
今日同大家再講嘅就係喺佢禱告之後就見到呢個異象。
And we will be speaking about after his prayer, this is the vision that he saw.
我想同大家由第二十節開始睇。
We will look at chapter 20.
Chapter 9, verse 20.
Chapter 9, verse 20.
我說話禱告承認我罪，同埋本國之民以色列嘅罪。
And it says, while I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel.
但以利嘅禱告
係
搖動父詩人嘅寶座。
The prayer of Daniel, his would be heard by the Lord in his throne of mercy.
Okay.
我哋大家睇個但以利禱告嘅態度。
We will look at Daniel's spirit when he prays.
佢有四樣嘅，我哋喺第二十節可以睇到。
In verse 20, we can see that there are four items.
第一就係佢開口禱告喎。
That he prays, he speaks.
我鼓勵弟兄姊妹，你要禱告唔係淨係默禱啊，你哋要開口禱告啊。
So, I think that you have to pray aloud.
第二嘅，佢承認自己嘅罪。
Secondly, he confesses that he has sinned.
法利賽人嘅禱告喺聖經新約裏邊就淨係話人哋嘅罪，話自己好聖潔。
And yet, when we see in the Bible that a lot of the Pharisees they speak about the sins of the people, but not their own sins.
但以利嘅禱告首先係承認佢自己嘅罪。
But before Daniel starts, he confesses that he is a sinner. And the third item is that he confesses the sins of his people. And then he makes a request to the Lord for his holy hill. The frame of mind that he brings to prayer is something that we need to practice.
And we need to practice his prayer time.
And then we also have to rehearse and to realize the timing of his prayer.
聖經話但以利常常禱告。
And that when Daniel prays, whenever he prayed,
但以利通常係每日三次嘅禱告。
That Daniel prayed three times a day.
喺其中之一次禱告裏邊。
And that at least one time,
神就派個天使裏邊嚟到，派個天使嚟見佢，等佢有呢個更深嘅異象。
That the Lord would send an angel to give him insight.
請大家睇第九章第廿一節。
So if you look at verse 21,
佢我正禱告嘅時候，先前在異象中所見嘅加百列奉命速遜地飛來。
So Daniel says that while he was in prayer, the angel Gabriel came to him.
個時間就約在獻晚祭嘅時候，按手在我身上。
And that time was the time of the evening sacrifice.
晚祭嘅時候係幾時啊？
So what time is the time of the evening sacrifice?
咁啊，根據嗰個猶太人嗰個嘅時間表咧，大概係下晝三點鐘。
And that if you follow the clock of the Jewish people, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
咁我哋就常常以為晚祭係好夜啦，其實唔係嘅，就可能中東日落快啲啦嚇，咁佢三點下晝就叫晚祭噶啦。
Yeah, we would imagine that that would be the afternoon, but in the Jewish calendar and time clock, that would be afternoon.
啊，大家要小心就係佢而家禱告嘅時嘅地點喺巴比倫喎。
Now, while Daniel offers his prayers, he is in Babylon.
但係佢唔係喺巴比倫嘅終點裏邊啊，佢個思想裏面仲係喺翻呢個耶路撒冷聖殿嗰個嘅時間。
That even though he is in Babylon, he follows the Jewish time for 3 o'clock.
我哋中國舊時有句話，人哋係心在身在曹營啊，心在漢。It's very hard to, you know, we're just talking about someone who was very loyal and he was in a different enemy's camp, but then his mind is still with his king. Sorry. Okay.
So even though Daniel is in Babylon physically, his mind, his spirit is still with Israel. And Jerusalem. Now, even when he was very young, he was spirited away to Babylon. At this time, he is already 80 years old. And yet his spirit is still with Jerusalem. So, who among us were born in Canada? We must not forget. We must not forget all the good things and the mercies that the Lord has given us. And we must not forget everything that the Lord has done for us. So that the Lord can see that he will bring more people from China to him. So that Canadians can bring even more people to the Lord.
我哋喺加拿大，我哋其實已經係本國嘅居民，已經好耐。
Now we have lived here in Canada for many years.
到底我哋有冇好似但以理咁嘅心
？But do we have the spirit of Daniel?
做個好見證
，as a good witness.
使到加拿大人可以更多加拿大人信主
，so that even more Canadians can come to know the Lord.
我哋心係咪已經係離開咗中國咧
？Or have our thoughts already left the motherland?
但以理冇離開到。
And yet Daniel has not forgotten.
佢就喺晚祭嗰個時候。
And at the evening hour,
天使就向佢顯現。
The angel came to him.
所以我哋希望要睇下晚祭係咩時候咧
？So when we talk about the evening time, what time is that?
原來晚祭就獻羔羊嘅時間，就殺羔羊嚟獻祭嘅時間。
That is the time that the Israelis would sacrifice.
大家記得主耶穌喺十架斷氣嘅時候。
And that when the Lord expired, when Jesus died on the cross,
亦都係當時，亦都係下晝三點鐘。
It was also at that time of the evening sacrifice.
耶路撒冷嘅聖殿喺嗰陣時候，亦都係獻晚祭。
And that is the time that Gabriel also came to Daniel.
In Jerusalem.
Oh, in Jerusalem. Okay.
當主耶穌斷氣嗰時候，喺聖殿裏邊耶路撒冷嘅祭司剛剛係殺羔羊獻祭獻晚祭。聖經就話喺嗰個殿裏邊嘅就嗰個幔子就係裂咗啦，由上到下分開咗兩邊。
And that when sacrifices were made, they cut in half.
The veil.
Oh, I see. The veil was rent in two.
獻晚祭嘅時候，令我哋思想到。主耶穌在十架上為我哋所做嘅事。
And at that evening time at 3, we should think about the sacrifice of the Lord.
但以利三次嘅禱告每日。
Now Daniel prayed 3 times a day.
在一個禱告當中，神就向佢顯現。
And that the Lord answered his prayer.
特別派個天使向佢顯現。
And only that, but sent an angel to explain what he had seen.
所以今日鼓勵弟兄姊妹要多多翻嚟祈禱會啊！
So I encourage brothers and sisters to come to prayer meetings.
一個人翻嚟祈禱會
So that when we come to prayer,
係會得到特別嘅恩典
We will have many blessings.
很多人在但以利的时候也都是一同是被掳在巴比伦。
Now, during Daniel's time, there were many others who were also incarcerated with him
in Babylon.
Daniel's three comrades were also with him in
Babylon.
And yet the Bible no longer speaks about those three.
会不会他们三个是已经死了呢？我们不知道。但剩下但以利依然都像是八十几岁，依然都像是恒切祷告感恩。
And yet, it is only Daniel that it continues to speak about.
但以利的好的祷告生活不是只是年轻的，一路去到晚年都是这么肯祷告。
So Daniel's steadfastness was not just when he was young; it continued to old age.
他的祷告是影响其他的人。
His prayers influenced many others.
请大家同我睇呢个旧约以斯拉记第九章第五节。Turn to the book of Ezra, chapter 9, verse 5.
Ezra.
Ezra
was born in the country that he lived. He was born in Babylon, but he went back to Jerusalem. He returned to Jerusalem after about 60 years. He could have lived a very comfortable life in Babylon. But he would rather go back with his people and suffer a difficult life rather than live a life of luxury in Babylon. And it says that before he made that trip to Jerusalem, he prayed. Because he saw that his people, that their belief and faith in God was weak.And he saw that others, even prophets, were sinning.
So in Ezra chapter 9, verse 5, he prayed.
So he prayed because he saw he found it very difficult to accept and was very
heart sore. So
when he prayed,
he prayed
at three. He put on sackcloth.
So I can only say, he didn't choose this offering time. Possibly because Daniel.
Now, why did he choose that time of 3 o'clock to pray? Likely because he was influenced by Daniel.
And you can see in the New Testament.常常係獻晚祭嘅時間係下晝三點鐘咧，亦都係有好特別嘅事情發生嘅。新約聖經請大家睇呢個《使徒行傳》第三章第一節。Let's turn to the New Testament in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verse 1.
And you will see that time of 3 o'clock, that there are many miracles that happen at that time.
係聖經係講到喺《使徒行傳》三章一節嗰陣時候，呢個中文聖經就講得唔係好清楚，英文聖經其實就話係下晝三點鐘嗰陣時候。佢祷告嘅时间，彼得同埋约翰上圣殿去，亦都系祷告嘅时候，彼得同圣殿喺下昼三点钟系祷告之后，然后上圣殿。佢哋喺嗰段时间就医好咗一个自细日瘸腿嘅人。
And that when you see that after praying at 3 o'clock, the disciples were able to cure
a man that was born lame.
Oh, a man that was lame.
另外，我哋可以再睇《使徒行傳》第十章第三節。
Acts 10。
哥尼流啊 ，Cornelius， 哥尼流呢個意大利嘅軍營裏邊嘅嗰個百夫長。
Cornelius is who was a centurion in the Roman army。
平時係一個肯禱告同埋周濟貧窮人嘅一個好好嘅羅馬人嘅官。佢就喺下晝三點鐘嗰陣時候，天使就向佢顯現，話叫佢揾彼得。
He always prayed, and he was very generous to the poor. So when he was praying at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he had a vision.
Acts 10, verse 3.
Yeah.
有一日若在晨初， 就係中文聖經寫得唔好清楚咩時候，其實下晝三點鐘啊。如果你有中英聖經，你會睇到啦。其實係下晝三點鐘，異象裏邊，哥尼流就見到一個神嘅使者，同佢講話：哥尼流，你快啲去揾彼得。於是乎，哥尼流跟住就全家得救。
So at 3 o'clock, again that time of three, Cornelius saw a vision. An angel came to him and said, "Gather your people." So Cornelius did what was asked, and his whole family was saved. Everyone in his household was saved.
即係個禱告嘅生活係令到一個人嘅生命裏邊會有神蹟，會有異象，同埋會令到家人得救。
So that if you have a life of prayer, it will influence the path of your life, and it will lead you and your family to being saved.
亲爱弟兄姊妹啊，请大家继续翻嚟神嘅家里边。
Brothers and sisters, I invite you to come back to the house of God.
嚟到祈祷啊。
To come and pray.
我哋教会唔系大。
We do not have a big church.
我哋祈祷会有成二三十人。
And yet our prayer meetings have about 20 to 30 people.
我們有時見有很多很大的教會，成千人教會，祈禱會都少過十個。
And yet sometimes churches may be as big as 3,000 members, and yet they may only have 10 that come to prayer meeting.
那些有成三四千人的教會，可能他牧師都成三四十個，可能。
And then maybe for the 3,000 members, they may have many, many pastors as well.
如果有三四十個牧師，他牧師同埋師母嚟埋，連埋教會嘅執事長都起碼幾百人祈禱啦，冇啊，得個十零廿個人祈禱，唔知點解。
Yeah. So then, if they have 10 pastors and the pastors and their wives come to prayer meeting, that probably constitutes the 30 members.
親愛弟兄姊妹，一個禱告嘅生活其實就係一個我哋靈性與神交往嘅時間。一个祷告生活系令到我哋可以同神有个密切嘅关系。
So, dear brothers and sisters, when we pray, it is a time for us to develop a relationship with God, for us to be close to God.
我哋翻去但以理书第九章。
So we'll go back to Daniel's 9.
我哋睇啲第廿二节同埋第廿三节。但以理书第九章第廿二节，佢祷告嗰阵时候，个天使就同佢讲啦。
Daniel's 9:23。
但以利亞，現在我要出嚟，使到你有呢個智慧又聰明。
And the angel said, Daniel, I have come to give you insight and understanding.
嗱，禱告另外仲有更加好處喎。
So there is another benefit of praying.
但以利祈禱嘅時候，天使就話你藉著你嘅禱告，神會賜你呢個智慧同埋聰明。
And the angel said to Daniel, I will give you insight, understanding.
嗱，你哋留心英文嗰個翻譯啊。智慧係叫做 insight， 聰明係叫做 understanding 啊，有同中國人所講嘅有些少唔同嘅嚇。你留心啊，英文其實翻譯好好嘅，亦都一個人肯禱告嗰陣時候，神就會立刻動工。我哋睇第廿三節，你初懇求嘅時候，神就發出命令派我嚟到同你講。
So when he prayed to God, God sent the angel immediately to help him to perceive what was happening.
我哋祷告嗰阵时候，我哋唔知道，其实当我哋祷告，我哋以为神系听唔到，其实唔系。我哋祷告嗰阵时候，神已经系立刻动工。
So when we pray, we may not know that even as we are praying, the Lord is already acting on what we have prayed about.
跟住但以利就有另外一个嘅好大嘅应许，神俾佢就话：你系大蒙眷爱，神爱你啊！
The other thing that Daniel received is that the angel told Daniel, the Lord loves you. So does it mean that Daniel didn't know that the Lord loved him? Daniel does know. The Bible says that the word used here is highly esteemed. That the love that the Lord had for Daniel was special.And in the English version, it says, highly esteemed, so greatly loved.
親愛弟兄姊妹啊，當我哋肯禱告嗰陣時候，我哋就會親身體歷到神對我哋嘅特別嘅愛。
So, dear brothers and sisters, when we are willing to go to the Lord in prayer, you will see that the Lord will treat you with special love and that He does esteem us as well.
喺第廿四節裏邊，天使就講啦：我而家要俾個大嘅異象俾你。
So then the angel speaks further.
In verse 24,
that says, it will increase your understanding and your knowledge.
我们看第24节。为你本国之民和圣城已经定了七十个七。
He said, verse 24, 70 sevens are decreed for your people and your holy city.
我哋而家呢個英文嘅翻譯咧就話70個禮拜嚇，咁就係呢啲呢個唔係NIV嘅係咪啊？呢個呢個字唔係NIV嘅版本嚟嘅，咁就講得好似係唔係好明啊？咁即係點解同阿基嘅翻譯有少少唔同咧？咁一個禮拜七日啊嚇。So
one week is
70 days。咁有啲英文版本係70個禮拜，但係其實70個7，中文寫得好啲啊。70個禮拜就好似係即係唔係好明啊？係嘛？70個7好啲係嘛？
77。佢話係有個好特別嘅關於七十個七嘅異象咧，呢個異象係關於你本國嘅民同埋你嘅聖城。
This vision
is about
your people.
Yeah. Just read it out. Okay.
It's about your people and your holy city.
Mm-hmm. So he said that the vision, he says, we'll put it into sin to atone for wickedness.
No. This vision is about you. Your people and your holy city. Okay. 呢個意象其實係唔係直接同我哋中國人或者唔係同呢個外國人講嘅，其實呢個意象係對猶太人講嘅，係對猶太人特別嘅。
Okay, so he said that this vision pertains particularly to the Israelites.
係對猶太人同埋猶太人嘅聖城講嘅。
It pertains to the Israelites and to Jerusalem.
但係我哋要明白到。
But what we know is what affects the Israelites affects the world as well.
但以利得到呢個七十個七嘅特別嘅啟示咧，係有六個作用，有六個目的，神要俾佢嘅。
Now, when Daniel had this vision about 77s, the Lord had a purpose to share this with him.
呢六個目的就喺以後我哋會睇到啦。There
are six goals.
我哋可以只可以話咧，呢六樣事發生咧，其實就係講到將來以色列在末世嘅時間係點會得到呢個真正嘅和平同埋平安。So
it talks about how in that time frame, the people will be able to have peace.
77個七嘅異象裏邊係到後來係講到以色列國係會得到好大嘅痛苦同埋災禍。During
the 77s. The Israelites will go through many difficulties
and many wars. 27节里面所讲过的话，系佢哋会有呢个毁坏嘅事，系佢哋嘅结局。
And verse 27, he talks about a covenant, right?
The last section in verse 27.
Okay. And the one about the wing?
Yes,
yeah. And then it says that at the end of the sevens, that in the middle of the seven, there will be an end to sacrifice and offering. And it says that on the wing of the temple in Jerusalem, there will be an abomination that will be set up.
但以利书第27节系讲到咧，佢哋有所定嘅定局。 Can you read the last?
Okay.
The last
right. And on a wing of the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. And it's talking about the Antichrist.
但系哇，以为咁去到27节里面所讲，好似话系情况好坏咁样啊，有荒凉同埋有呢个大嘅毁坏。
So when you listen to this, it sounds as if there would be the future of the Israelites will be quite terrifying.
但係喺廿四節裏邊所講咧，其實神話你哋唔使咁擔心啊。將來你哋會有個好嘅日子過。當患難過咗之後，以色列就會有一個好好長期嘅日子，係平安嘅，係冇災禍嘅，係冇罪惡嘅。So
the Lord has said, yes. There will be difficult times, but after that passes, there will be a time of peace.
So, 第九章廿四節裏邊所講嘅事發生咧，係喺千禧年國度裏邊過咗患難，過咗七災七年大災嗰陣時候，猶太人猶太國家就會得到呢個平安同埋快樂。
So the Lord says that after the tribulations, the Israelites will obtain peace and well-being.
有六樣嘅事，請大家要留心。
There are six things that we must pay attention to.
喺末世裏邊，末過咗呢、這個 七年災難裏邊以色列會享到嘅平安就係六樣。第一樣就係話指住呢個罪過。
The few things to note is to get through the tribulations.
第一樣係指住罪過 ，they will finish transgression.
Oh, that they will stop sinning.
九章廿四節裏邊所講個異象，咁你話人人都犯罪喎，咁點可以指住罪過㗎？
So one says to be human is to sin. So how can you actually finish transgression and put an end to sin?
你諗下，你尋日有冇犯罪啊
？If you think, did you sin yesterday?
今朝有冇犯罪咧
？Did you sin today?
老實，我好苦心自問嚟講嘅話，真係係即係今日揸車嚟接阿 Jerome， 我會唔會有冇 speeding 咧嚇咁樣？可能我都犯咗罪都未定。
So even today, when I went to pick up a young man for church, I may have actually sinned by speeding.
可能係即係冇睇過，冇睇得咁清楚喎。可能係。
There's a possibility。
啲人話，如果你揸車嘅話咧，好似唔知九成嘅人承認自己係超速嘅喎。
That when one drives, 90% confess that they do speed。
其他個一成話冇超速咧，其實講大話嘅啫。
And the 10% that says they don't are liars。
我相信我今日啊。好狠心同你講過，可能我自己都犯咗啲罪先至嚟啊。
So I confess freely to you that before I even started the day here, I have sinned.
但係以色列係點樣可以止住呢個罪過咧
？So how is it that the Israelites can finish with sin？
請大家睇呢個舊約以賽亞書第六十章第廿一節。以賽亞書 the book of Isaiah。
Isaiah。Oh。
以賽亞書。
So Isaiah。
六十。
Chapter 60。Not that one. Oh, Isaiah chapter 28.
No, chapter 60.
Chapter 60.
Yes. 第廿一節，你的居民都成為義人。
Verse 20.
永遠得地為業，是我種的才子，我手的工作，使我得榮耀。
Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more. 廿一。
六十章第二十節對唔住。
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end.
六十章第二十節。第二十一節，你讀第二十。
And then verse 21, then will all your people be righteous, and they will possess the land forever. They are the shoot I have planted, the work of my hands, for the display of my splendor.
以賽亞書裏邊所講嘅平安同埋快樂咧，其實好多時候係指千禧年國度以色列嘅人民所享嘅平安。
That when in Isaiah it speaks about the peace and the thousand years of
the millennium.
The millennium.
跟住但以利書裏邊所講嘅裏邊所講係佢哋會。除淨罪惡，除淨罪惡咧，呢個係咧英文話 put an end to sin， 佢哋唔再犯罪啦。佢哋點可以除淨罪惡唔再犯罪咧
？So how is it that they can be righteous and not sin？
咁喺第十章第廿四節，咁點解會除淨罪惡喎？點可以除淨咧？咁樣人犯得罪噶嘛？
So、
人嘅罪如果犯咗，點可以除淨啊？
So how is it that one can be free from sin? Because to be human is to be a sinner.
啊，原來咁樣喎，喺呢個撒加利亞書 ，the book of Zechariah， 撒加利亞書十三章一節裏邊係有講到呢個意境。
In Zechariah, it addresses this issue.
撒加利亞書
，Zechariah chapter
十三章
，chapter 13，
第一節
，verse 1。
那日必給大衛家同耶路撒冷嘅居民。開一個泉源，洗淨罪惡同埋污穢。神係會為佢開個呢個泉源係基督耶穌自己啊。
So in verse 13, chapter 13, verse 1, Zechariah, on that day a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity. So who is this fountain? This fountain is Jesus Christ.
主耶穌就係一切罪人。所仰望到嘅呢個潔淨嘅泉源。
So Jesus can cleanse all sinners from sin and impurity.
呢個泉源好特別嘅，我哋好多時候我哋水洗都唔清嘅所謂，但係呢個泉源會洗清我哋嘅罪嘅。
Now, many times we use water, but we are not able to become fully clean. Yet this fountain can cleanse us.
大家如果有讀過英文，英國文學咧，你有冇讀過一個莎士比亞嘅名劇叫做《Macbeth》
？Now, those of us who've read Shakespeare, have you read Macbeth?
Lady Macbeth 啊 ，Macbeth 嗰個太太咧，殺人殺到咧滿手鮮血。
So Lady Macbeth murdered a man, and her hands were covered with blood.
殺咗好多好多人。
She killed many, many people.
佢有一日佢見到自己嘅手滿手鮮血，佢洗手洗極都仲有血嘅。
So yet she saw that her hands were full of blood, covered in blood, and it could not be cleaned.
佢每洗一次，嗰啲血翻翻嚟。
And no matter how she cleaned her hands or washed her hands, the blood could not be erased.
我哋常常都係咁，我哋靠我哋自己能力係唔可以洗淨我哋嘅罪污。
So when we just take it upon ourselves, we cannot clean ourselves from sin.
所以撒加利亞書話：必給大衛家開一個泉源，呢個得救嘅泉源，洗淨我哋罪污嘅泉源，唔係人可以做到嘅，只係神先可以為人預備。
And cleansing from sin is something that is beyond our abilities. It requires the Lord.
但以利書第十章第廿四節裏面再講話，佢得呢個異象嘅目的係贖盡。罪孽 is to atone for wickedness. 人嘅罪孽係點樣可以被贖淨？人犯咁多罪，神仲要追討我哋嘅罪嘅話，我哋可以贖到出嚟咩
？Can our sins be cleansed？
啊，原來咁樣喎，我哋係唔可以改變我哋自己嘅罪污，我哋唔可以洗淨我哋自己罪污，我哋冇乜能力做嘅喎。
We do not have the ability to cleanse ourselves from sins 100%.
我哋嘅罪係要靠神嚟到買贖啊！神為我哋嘅罪付上呢個代價。
We can only ask the Lord who has sacrificed Himself to cleanse us.
然後我哋先至可以得到呢個罪污嘅潔淨。
And that is the only way that we can be cleansed and made pure.
希伯來書二章十四節話：主耶穌藉著死敗壞咗那掌死權嘅魔鬼，同埋要釋放那些一生因怕死成為仇敵嘅、成為魔鬼奴仆嘅人。希伯來書第二章十四節。
Hebrews 2:14. Oh, okay. Hebrews 2:14 says, Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery.
然後人嘅罪得到潔淨之後咧，聖經就但以利書裏邊所講嘅就係，等佢哋可以引進永義。中文聖經話係彰顯永義。人嘅罪得到呢個潔淨之後，人就會有呢個公義啦。人就可以喺神面前能夠稱義 ，is to bring everlasting righteousness。聖經裏邊因信稱義嗰個嘅思想已經喺但以利書裏邊係講得好清楚。
So Daniel speaks quite clearly about how we can be made pure.
聖經裏面話，當人嘅罪污係可以洗淨，被神嘅寶血洗淨咗之後，人喺神嘅面前咧係永遠公義嘅。
So when we have our sins cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, then and only then can we go before the Lord and have righteousness.
我今日我點解知道我個罪係得到赦免？
So how do I know that my sins are forgiven?
我今日點知道？如果我下晝會犯罪嗰陣時候，我會唔會又成為失落嘅人，成為唔得救嘅人啊？我會唔會啊
？How do I know that if in the afternoon I sin, I will be again become a sinner?
聖經話唔會啊。
The Bible says no.
因為基督耶穌嘅寶血洗淨我一切嘅罪。
It says that the blood of the Lamb cleanses us from all sins.
聖經裏面都話過，一個真正重生嘅人係唔會喜歡犯罪嘅嚇。
And that in the Bible it says that a new creature in Christ will not want to sin. That a true believer of Christ hates sin. That the Lord has already redeemed us from our sins. So how do you know that there is something that will make you acceptable in the presence of the Lord?
20 years, 40 years, 你知唔知道你生命仲会被神接受啊？
Whether in 20 years, 40 years, whether or not your life will be acceptable?
你问你自己一句嘅问题啫。
All you have to do is ask yourself one thing.
你问啊, 主耶稣到底复活了没?
Whether or not the Lord has arisen.
罗马书四章25节说, 主耶稣复活就令到我们可以称义了。
Romans 4:25 says that the Lord's resurrection gives us the ability for redemption.
如果我们信耶稣,
that if we believe in the Lord,
when Christ resurrected, he is for our righteousness.
Oh, okay.
That means I am declared righteous because Christ has resurrected.
So the Lord is resurrected, and because the Lord has resurrected, he has cleansed us from our sins. So if you believe in the Lord and he was resurrected, are you still a sinner? If the devil says, yes, you still have lots of sins, that he will bring up the past, all your past sins. He brings past your previous sins. That he says, well, how can you be a Christian? You're such an evil person. Is there anything that you can retort, that you can respond? You can write down all your previous sins.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can write down, is there any others? So once you have written your full list, that will be the full list. There's nothing else to add. And then you can write right across it, Romans 4:25. That when it says when the Lord was crucified on the cross, he has already paid for our transgressions. And the Lord has risen. So we are therefore a new person. We have been purified. And then you can destroy that paper that lists all your sins. I promise you that Satan will no longer look for
you.
Because when you talk about the Lord being resurrected, Satan will realize that he has no hold on you as a new creature. And if you do not purify yourself, then it's difficult for you to do God's work. That your redemption is not just for today, it is forever.
以赛亚书第十一章第四节同埋第五节，请大家睇睇以赛亚书。
Which one's that one?
以赛亚书 the book of Isaiah.
Isaiah 11:4-5. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will stay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. That in the millennium, that during that millennium there will be no sin. Nobody will dare.
你和我就不会犯罪了,
and we will not sin.
咁千禧年國度嗰啲係入千禧年國度嗰啲居民會唔會犯罪咧？嚇咁樣聖經話佢哋唔敢犯罪。
That
一犯罪佢哋就弊啦。
That within that time frame, there will be none who will sin.
因為聖經話啦，千禧年國度裏邊嘅開始嗰陣時候，會有啲喺七年災難未死嘅人入去。
That entering the millennium will be some who have survived this, the 7 years of tribulation.
咁啦，嗰七年災難唔死嗰啲人入去千禧年國度，嗰啲個個都信嘅。未信嘅人喺千禧年國度係冇份嘅。
That those who believe and have survived the 7 years of tribulations are believers, and that they are the ones who will enter the millennium.
但係佢入咗千禧年國度嗰陣時候，佢仲會生養細蚊仔噶嘛
？But they will continue to live their lives and have children.
咁佢細蚊仔會唔會犯罪啊？
So their children, will they be sinners?
以賽亞書第十一章第四節話佢哋唔敢犯罪啊。
And that the Bible says that even the young children will not sin.
因為主耶穌係用鐵匠呢個管理呢個世界。
Because the Lord will rule.
佢哋一犯罪，佢哋就死㗎啦。
And that when they sin, they will die.
另外主耶穌俾我哋一個更好嘅憑據，就話但以利書裏邊第九章廿四節裏邊講嘅話。係會封住呢個異象同埋預言啊 ！They will seal up vision and prophecy.
Okay.
咁點樣消？即係點樣嚟到封住呢個異象同埋預言咧？但以利書第九章第廿四節裏邊講點樣做到咧？咁樣。
Which verse？
封住呢個預言。Okay. 你睇呢個。
Seal.
Seal both vision and prophet.
And. The Lord will seal both vision and prophet.
佢點做到咧？咁
So how does the Lord do that? How does He seal vision and prophet?
啟示錄第五章第一節去到第五節裏邊有講到呢個樣呢個情況，就係使徒約翰見到呢個天上係有呢個七個印嘅災之前嗰陣時候，話佢哋開唔到嗰本書，冇人可以開到，冇人開到嗰個卷。冇人配開嗰個卷啊！所以於是乎，使徒約翰見到個異象，佢就喊啦。但係跟住話，羔羊可以開到嗰個卷啊。
So there is a script that none can open that is sealed with seven seals, and that only the Lamb can open.
但以利書裏邊所講嘅，其實就係成就咗呢個啟示錄第五章第一節去到第五節嘅預言。The Book of Revelations. Turn to the Book of Revelations.
In the Book of Revelations.
啟示錄第五章第一節去到第五節。
Chapter five，
我看見坐在寶座嘅右手裏邊有書卷，我將寫字字係七個印頁封嚴咗、封緊咗。但我見一個大力嘅天使大聲宣説：有誰能夠展開呢個書卷咧？揭開呢個七個印咧？在天上、地上、地底下，冇人係能夠開呢個卷嘅喎，因為唔能夠配開，冇人能夠配開呢個卷嘅話。
So Revelation chapter 5, it says about the scroll that nobody can open, that none can open, that has seven seals, and that there is no one on heaven or on earth that could open that. And it talks about how he weeps.
然后呢有个长老同我讲，你唔使喊啊。
Then one of the elders said,
犹大支派个红丝啊，大卫嘅根啊，佢系已经得胜啦，所以佢能够展开那书卷，揭开那七个印。
And then an elder said in verse 5, Do not weep. See, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.
猶太人嗰個最嬲尾嘅命運唔係喺自己嘅掌握裏邊，唔係美國嘅掌握裏邊，係主耶穌基督嘅掌握。
So that the salvation of the Jews is not based in the U.S., it is the Lord.
係主耶穌係能夠開咗呢個印，然後就係。俾呢個好大嘅災禍喺世界上，個世上嘅人係要滅猶太人嗰陣時候，主耶穌就開呢七個印，等世上嘅人係受苦。
So the Lord will open the scroll and its and all of its seven seals。
到最後，但以理書九章第廿四節裏邊所講嘅最後嘅目的，點解有呢個異象就話能夠要膏呢個至聖者 ？Is to anoint the most holy。
And the reason for that is to anoint Jesus Christ。
請大家同我睇呢個以賽亞書第三十二章第一節。
以賽亞書32:1。The book of Isaiah 32:1.
Isaiah 32:1.
必有一個王係憑公義同埋行政，必有首領藉著公平同埋掌權。
Okay, Isaiah 32:1, it says, Behold, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule in justice.
So, Daniel's 77
So, what Daniel saw in his vision would come to pass. When we look at the 77s,
Daniel 9, chapter 9, verse 25.
No one understand this. From the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Anointed One, the ruler comes, there will be 7 sevens and 62 sevens.
咁係咩意思咧？咁嗰度係講話六十二個禮拜唔係嘅嚇，你62:7咁嘅，咁你睇係啱啦。中即係呢個英文聖經嘅版本唔係咁好啊。其實係講一個70:7年，意思即係講會有490年嘅事發生。
So it talks about 70 times 7 years.
第一個嘅49年，77:49，第一個49年咧。
The first 49 years.
就喺呢個聖城被重建嗰時候開始。It's the rebuilding of Jerusalem.
Oh.
It starts with the rebuilding of Jerusalem.
So the first 7 times 7, 49 years, is the rebuilding of Jerusalem. This is a big event. Because this is after the time of Daniel. At the time Daniel had the vision, he was already 80.
他在生的時間, 他見到這個波斯王准猶太人回去這個耶路撒冷,
when the king allowed the Israelites to go back to Jerusalem, he was able to see that. He was alive to see that.
很快有50,000人立刻回去耶路撒冷。
50,000 people decided to return back to their home.
他們建了這個聖殿的奠基, 想跟住起埋個聖殿，但係個工作係被人攻擊，所以停止咗。
They wanted to rebuild Jerusalem, a holy city,
the temple.
但
係佢哋等咗好耐。
But they waited.
佢哋等成40年先至可以見到嗰個聖殿。
They waited 40 years before they were able to rebuild.
因為當中有好多人反對。
Because there were many who opposed the building.
但到後來佢哋起好咗啦。
At the end, they did.Build the temple.
起好咗圣殿之后，嗰班犹太人觉得都仲系好多问题，因为佢哋冇个城墙保护，耶路撒冷都仲系空虚，都仲系常系俾人嚟到系攻击嘅。
So once it was built, the Israelites felt that it was still not quite right because there wasn't any protective device around the temple.
佢哋再挨多50年。
So they worked for another 50 years. But by that time, Daniel had passed on. So the Lord designated another person to go and build. So once the temple was built, there were still many other issues.
Once when the wall was rebuilt, not the temple, the wall.
Oh, the wall.
佢哋要經過咗幾年之後，然後先可以除曬裏邊嘅內奸。所以係用49年嘅時間。
So it took 49 years.
先至可以穩定咗耶路撒冷呢個城市。
Until they were satisfied with the building of the temple.
你講緊但以利已經一早死咗啦。
And we already know that Daniel has passed away.
但以利可能死咗成100年啦，已經係。
And that Daniel may have passed away for 100 years by the time this came to pass.
但聖經裡面講得好清楚嘅，自從出令重新建造耶路撒冷。
And it talks about through the building of Jerusalem.
你哋我哋唔想今日跳咁多經文，你哋自己喺聖經裡面寫低係尼希米記第2章第5節到第8節，The Book of Nehemiah, 尼希米記第二章第五節到第八節裏面就講嗰個嘅波斯王啊，亞達薛西王亞達薛西斯呢個皇帝準耶準尼希米翻去重建嗰個城牆，重整呢個耶路撒冷。
So at the time, the king of that day allowed a Jewish man to go back to rebuild.
呢個咧係喺呢個波斯歷史裏邊記載咗嘅喎，呢個真事嚟嘅喎，呢個唔係聖經捏造嘅喎。
So this is not something that you just find in the Bible. It is also written down in the history.
波斯歷史就話主前445年3月14日，呢個皇帝就下咗個令準尼希米翻去耶路撒冷重建呢個城牆。
So it is written down in the history of Babylon.
咁啊，然後咧，跟住62:7啦，佢起咗之後，咁啊點樣咧？咁起個城牆之後。
So after the building of the temple and the wall.
62:7咧就係62×7係434啊。
So there is a 62×7, 434 years.
又過434年咧。
So after 434 years after the building of the temple.
受高者必有呢個。受高者去到耶路撒冷。
It speaks about the coming of the Messiah.
佢話主耶穌將來有個受高者會入去呢個耶路撒冷嗰度啊。
That the Messiah will enter Jerusalem.
434年之後就會有一個受高者會入去呢個耶路撒冷城。
That the anointed will enter.
但係呢個受高者就係會被人呢個剪除一無所有。呢個預表主耶穌基督入咗耶路撒冷之後，跟住就受難被釘死。
That the anointed will be pure without sin, and he will die.
嗱，呢個係一個好大嘅預言嚟嘅喎。
This is a major vision.
佢話講到483年之後啊，主耶穌基督會入去呢個耶路撒冷城喎。
So it speaks that within that time frame, 434 years after, that the anointed one will come.
當時羅馬人亦都記載過呢樣，主耶穌入去呢個耶路撒冷，羅馬歷史記載。
So in Roman history, it's also written that the Lord went to Jerusalem.
是主后32年，4月6日。
That AD 32.
April the 6th. 我哋大家要明白噶，嗰啲无神论者咧，唔敢面对圣经里边讲嘅历史嘅。有好多话无神嗰啲系自欺欺人。
That those who do not believe the Bible, do not look into the Bible.
嗰啲无神论者从来唔敢睇圣经啊。
That those who do not believe do not read the Bible at all.
從來唔敢講呢個人類嘅歷史講到聖經喎，從來唔敢講喎。
And they won't connect how written human history actually collaborates.
我睇到一個無神論者所寫嘅，話佢點解唔信神
？That when they ask why they don't believe in God.
我喺個舊書攤裏邊睇嘅嚇。哇，仲話係呢個英國嘅牛津大學嘅一個哲學博士寫嘅。
Was written by an Oxford professor.
哇！我睇下有咩咁巴閉，我想睇下。
So I read the book.
哇！佢講到佢話點解冇神？佢即係佢講話人係迷信啊！咁佢講，佢講成400頁喎。佢話宗教係人為嘅鴉片係假嘅，根本上冇神嘅。
So this professor said that there is no God and that we just believe blindly.
啊！但到後來咁佢話。咁好似唔係好公道喎、哦！聖經裏邊所講人類歷史啊，講到神係真係插手喺人類歷史裏邊。你話你哲學博士，你唔敢講呢樣，你咪呃自己同埋呃學生。
So I find it strange that an Oxford professor who would do research and look at written history and information like that, why he would not do any reconciliation between what is written in history and what is in the Bible.
啊，咁到後尾佢都有一板子講。
Finally, he did speak.In a very brief session.
咁佢又講得好笑喎。
But it was quite laughable.
佢話聖經裏邊所講嘅人物咧，冇個係真嘅。
He said that nobody in the Bible is a real person.
最好笑佢話大衛王都唔存在嘅。
He said that King David never existed.
哇！我睇見咁樣咧，我覺得呢個人真正係佢話佢自己係博士，仲係牛津大學嘅添啊！何等嘅無知啊！
So this man was a PhD, and not only that, but he was an Oxford professor, and yet he could be so ignorant.
以色列國嗰個嘅嗰個國旗啊，係大衛嘅星啊 ，It's the Star of David. 你話俾佢聽，大衛唔存在，咁啊猶太人唔肯過你啊。
Yeah, and so and yet when you look to see what flag the Israelites actually fly, it is the Star of David. That is their national flag, and yet this man is saying that David never existed.
尼希米翻去耶路撒冷重建城墙，系波斯历史记载嘅。
That even in Babylonian history is written that the architect went back to rebuild.
呢个哲学博士系完全唔敢睇历史啊。
So that even when this professor from Oxford wrote his book, he never reconciled any of the records to human history.
我常常问嗰啲无神论者，我问佢有冇听过犹太人守呢个逾越节 the Passover 有冇啊？我問啲 atheist， 我問啲無神論者有冇聽過猶太人嗰個逾越節 ？Have they ever heard about the Jewish Passover？ 個個都話有嘅喎，個個都聽過嘅喎。但係我問佢咁你知唔知嗰個逾越節紀念乜嘢啊？我唔知㗎，咁樣。
And so then when you ask the atheist, well, what is it that they are commemorating when they commemorate the Passover？
哇！你問下佢哋係紀念佢哋出埃及啊！
They were commemorating their release from Egypt.
埃及十災啊！
And that there were trials and tribulations for Egypt.
到後尾啊，法老王死長子啊！
And that at the end, all the heirs, their firstborn, died.
所以佢哋一晚可以出埃及啊！
And that was within one night they were allowed to leave.
呢個六千年前嘅事啦。
This is over 6,000 years ago.
猶太人而家仲係紀念緊。
And even today, the Israelites remember.
你話係假嘢？
So is this fact or fiction?
哇！你睇下埃及歷史點講啊
？So why don't you look to see what was actually written in Egyptian history?
埃及歷史就話咧，佢哋就害到雞毛鴨血咯，佢哋就一個月內即刻評為第三世界國家。
So
埃及歷史講嘅喎。
So Egyptian history says that they were powerful and they became impoverished almost overnight.
一個月裏邊啊。
Within a month.
全軍覆沒啊！佢哋所有嘅。埃及嘅軍兵喺紅海裏邊全軍覆沒，連法老都浸死埋。埃及歷史講㗎。
Yeah, and even in Egyptian history, it is documented that they lost their armies. They were drowned in the Red Sea.
但以利書裏邊所講呢個預言啊，係好大嘅預言啊。
So when it is written, Daniel's vision is a major vision.
佢可以講到好清楚，就話將來但以利死咗之後，大概會有100年到，會有一個波斯王出嚟，係會準耶路。準耶路撒冷嘅城係可以起翻。
And that in his vision he saw that there would come a king who would allow Jerusalem to be rebuilt.
佢話明會49年裏邊呢個城市就會搞掂，真係喎。
And then the vision also said that in 49 years Jerusalem will be rebuilt.
然後再講就話，再有434年，主耶穌就會入去呢個耶路撒冷，亦都應驗咗啊。
And what also came to pass is that when it talks about the 62 by 7, the 434 years, that in that time frame, the anointed one will come and enter Jerusalem. And that came to pass.
有一個英國的數學家，有一個英國人的數學家。
There was a British accountant?
It's an astronomer.
Oh, astronomer. British astronomer.
Sir Robert Anderson. 是他，他看天文看得那麼厲害，是風著的。呢個科學家係19世紀嘅出名嘅科學家嚟嘅 ，Sir Robert Anderson。佢計咗呢個日子，佢計下啱唔啱
？So the astrologer looked at this date and looked at these numbers and he did some calculations。
佢用兩個曆法計。
He used a few methods。
一個曆法係用猶太人嘅曆法計。
He used the Israelites' calendar。
再嚟夾翻呢個西方嘅西曆嚟到再計過。
And then he used the Roman calendar.
佢睇下啱唔啱。
And then he looked to see if there were any errors.
嗱，到而家我哋計咗七個七同埋62個7，我哋計咗69個7啫嚇，仲有一個七未計字嘅，遲下同大家講啦。
So altogether, between 7 sevens and 62 sevens, it's basically 69 sevens.
There's still 1 seven more to go.
There's one more seven.
佢計呢個69個7
，and
69×7
When he calculated 69 sevens,
等於483啊嚇。
Which was 434.
483乘360，因為猶太人嘅一年咧係360日嘅啫。
When you use the Israeli calendar, there's only 360 days in a year.
咁啊，等於173,881係猶太人嘅猶太人嘅日啊嚇。咁然後佢就再嚟到比較啦。
And then he compared.
由呢個波斯嘅歷史主前445年3月14日。
And then he compared it to the written history for Babylon.
係耶利米可以翻去呢個重建城牆。
When the architect was actually allowed to go back
to rebuild. 到主耶穌入去耶路撒冷。
To the time that the Lord entered Jerusalem.
係主後32年4月6日。
how many years?
AD 32,
April 6. In AD 32, April 6.
在西历里面呢,
that if you look at the Roman calendar,
是476年24日,
is 470 years.
476 years.
476 years and 24 days.
当中有116个闰年。Leap years, there's 116 leap year days.
Oh, and there were 160 leap year days.
加上24日,
and then when you add that,
476乘365. 476年嘛, 476乘365.
Okay, so 476, if you use the Roman calendar, 476 times 365 days a year.
再加116個闰年,
and when you add in all the extra days that a leap year would give you,
再加24日,
and then you add 24 days,
合共173,880 日,
you get many, many days.
完全是等於這個猶太人的曆法,
and that corresponds, right?
That corresponds to the Jewish calendar.
And that indeed does correspond to the Jewish calendar when they use their calculations. So that they were the same. It was correct. So when you look at these prophecies, how can it be that who could have written these prophecies?
我请问大家在座当中，如果你未信耶稣的话，你今天快点信啊。
That if you don't believe in the Lord, I suggest that you reconsider.
圣经如果是神的话语，是这么清楚的时候，圣经如果说罪人要灭亡的，你会不会灭亡啊？
Because if this is the word of God, if the Lord says the end of the days will happen the way it is written in the Bible, do you think it will not come to pass?
知不知道为什么撒拉是相信他自己90岁都可以怀孕啊？
So how is it that Abraham's wife Sarah, when she was very old, yeah, she was 99. She was 99, and yet she was still able to bear a child. She didn't believe it at first.
三个天上人嘅使者同亚伯拉罕讲话，明年我今日嚟嘅话，我明年我再嚟嗰时候，你就会有个仔啦。撒拉喺度笑。
So when the angel said to her that the next time they came, she would have a child. They laughed because they thought it was ludicrous. Now, Abraham was the one who heard this. His wife didn't know. Abraham heard it twice, but he never passed this on to his wife. So the angel said, do not laugh. It is not a joke. It is truth. So why is it that at the end Sarah believed? It never said that she believed. But Hebrew says that she does, that she did believe so. So when did she believe? When did she become a believer? It was when the three angels left. And then she spoke to Abraham. Sodom and Gomorrah. What about it?
会灭亡了，你看着它灭亡啊。
That they will be destroyed.
然后撒拉亲眼听见亚伯拉罕同天使求赦免所多玛俄摩拉的人。
And so Sarah heard Abraham begging the angel to spare Sodom and Gomorrah.
但里面找不到异人，找不到亚伯拉罕的数目，一路减价都找不到。
But unfortunately, they could not find the righteous people that would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah.
到底有几多个异人呢？咁神话佢唔会将异人同不义嘅人一齐灭亡噶吓。
Because the Lord said he would not destroy the righteous with the unrighteous.
结果就好简单，就系两个天使。
So two angels.
扣四个异人出去，每一个异人，四个异人唔肯走噶。
They were four righteous people.
就罗德嘅老婆
，Lot's wife，
两个女
，and two daughters.
所以两个天使就咁解，一人拿住两个手啊。
So two angels because they were pulling them away.
所以要两个人啊，要两个天使去啊。咁撒拉咧，我相信就咁样，佢话真唔真嘅啦吓，咁样啊。 冇幾耐，佢真係見到所多瑪俄摩拉滅咗咯喎！佢喺希伯倫嘅平原裏邊，個高原裏邊睇到喎。
So Sarah saw that Sodom and Gomorrah were actually destroyed, just as the angels had said.
咁佢信唔信啊？
At that time, do you think she believed?
佢信唔信啊？佢將來佢會懷孕生仔啊？
So that when they said, so when they said to her that she will bear a child, at that time she would have believed.
我哋今日見唔見到神嗰個嘅預言係啱嘅？
So now do we see that what is written in the Bible, God's word, is truth?
神話罰罪，你信唔信啊？
So that when God says he must punish sin, is that something you believe? And that is why I ask that you put your faith in God, accept the Lord.
Is
anyone being baptized this month?
請你舉手。你係今個月第一個禮拜洗禮㗎，係咪？感謝主啦！起身俾大家睇下。
So here we have a brother who will be baptized this month. Yeah.
請大家認識下呢位弟兄。我點解咁講咧？咁樣，你哋如果我哋話你信嘅，你未洗禮嘅，你學佢做榜樣啊！
Yeah.
你哋話你自己信嘅，但係唔肯洗禮嘅，學呢位弟兄做榜樣，快啲洗禮。
So I say that if you say you're saved and you haven't been baptized, I ask that you look upon this brother as a role model.
因為你始終要洗禮嘅。
Because one must be baptized.
你就算唔信，你都要洗禮喎。
That even if you are a non-believer, you will be baptized.
哇！你話 Simon 學你真係緊要啊！我唔信你都要我洗禮。
So you might say, well, how is it that if I don't believe, why would I need to be baptized?
將來有日你會噶。
Because there will come a day when you will indeed undergo baptism.
因為施浸約翰就為主耶穌鋪路，佢話將來有一個大過我嘅人啊，我連同佢綁鞋帶我都冇資格啊，佢會用聖靈同埋用火同你哋洗禮啊。
So John the Baptist says, there will come one to whom I am not even worthy to tie their shoelaces, but I will say that through him you will be baptized.
使徒行传第一章里边就话主耶稣用圣灵同嗰啲门徒洗礼。
And the baptism for those who believe will be by the Holy Spirit.
咁火咧？
And for the other baptisms will be with fire.
第一使徒行传第一章里边话冇话用火同啲门徒洗礼，话用圣灵啫。
So yet when you read the Bible, it never says about baptism.With fire for believers. Why is that? Because all of us will be baptized. Believers will be baptized but with the Holy Spirit, and non-believers will be baptized by fire. So in Revelations it says that they will be thrown into a lake of fire, and that is their baptism by fire.And that it was one that will last forever. So that after the end of the millennium, those who are still non-believers will receive they will be judged. That everything that they have done, all their sins, will be made public.
然后就是圣经会圣经咁讲话，然后世界上所有嘅人问佢，你话你自己有冇罪？个个都话有。
And that whenever anyone of us stands up, has there anyone been anyone among you who has not sinned? Everyone has sinned.
然后再问佢，你觉得神公唔公道啦？系好公道。
And yet when you ask all of them, you would say, and is the Lord just? Is he righteous?
神系咪真噶？神系咪荣耀么？咁啊，梗系真噶啦，到时。
So is God real? Of course he is real.
到後尾再問一樣，佢哋嘅名係唔喺生命冊度。
And then the other question that will be asked is whether or not their names are written in the book of life.
天使話佢哋嘅名唔喺生命冊度。
And then if the angel says, no, it is not written in the book of life.
咁主耶穌就你而家要扔到火湖裏邊啦。
Then the Lord will have to subject that person to baptism into the lake of fire.
魔鬼嘅咋。
And that the Satan will be there as well.
但係而家咧就係你去埋啦。
Unfortunately, if you do not believe, that is where you will receive your baptism.
这位弟兄受洗的时候，他认他自己有罪，他认基督做他救主，是吗？
Is that when our brother is baptized, he confesses his sins.
他承认基督是他的救主。
He confesses that the Lord is his savior.
他承认神是荣耀的。
He confesses that the Lord is everlasting.
跟着他入水礼了。
And then he goes into the water and is baptized.
他们又永生。
and then he will have everlasting life
after he's baptized.
And those who were thrown into the lake of fire, that will also be a baptism. They also confess that they have sins. And they will confess that the Lord is just. They confess that, yes, the Lord is everlasting. And they will also have their baptism.
But
it will be a lake of fire. So I am saying that we will all be baptized. And whether we choose to be baptized with everlasting life or everlasting fire, it is our choice.
中國人說請酒不喝,你喝佛酒,蠢不蠢一點?
Well, I think what Simon is saying is that you have two choices. One is a great choice, and the other one is a terrible choice. I guess Simon is saying it's a no-brainer. It's unfortunately is that the baptism that you will receive if you do not accept Christ is a baptism that is forever. That everything that's written in the Bible is the word of the Lord. And after the 62 weeks, an anointed one shall be cut off and shall have nothing.
然后跟着呢, 我们再看这样, 必定有一个王来到毁灭这个城和圣所, 之中好像洪水一样, 必定有这个战争, 一直到荒凉的事已经定了。 是什么意思啊? 原来主耶稣的时代过了之后, 在主后70年, 罗马那个军官啊, Titus, 不是董弟兄啊, 罗马的军官Titus会来到围了耶路撒冷，和后来攻陷耶路撒冷，烧了耶路撒冷和圣殿。
And then after Jesus, a Roman
in AD 70, in a Roman AD, general,
yeah, a Roman general AD 70 will destroy Jerusalem. And this is written in Daniel's. So in the Bible it says, Jerusalem, you have destroyed many prophets, and at the end you too will be destroyed. So Jesus could see what would be the outcome for Jerusalem. So thus far we've spoken about 69 of the sevens.
还有一个七呢, 我们相信今天没时候讲了。
There is one remaining seven.
但是这个到最后那个末七啊, 那个尾七那个怎么讲呢? 这个就惨了, 这个就是空前的七年大灾难。
So the last seven that we speak about are actually the 7 years of tribulation.
第26节和第27节之间呢, 有一段很长的时间发生就是教会的时间。
That between the time that the Lord sacrificed himself for us, and between that time and the 7 years of tribulation, there is a time of a church age.
这段时间多少我们不知道。
Now, how long that period is, we have no idea. That right now, we are living between that time frame, after Jesus Christ and before the tribulation. This is the time of the church. That this is the time when the Lord has given his blessings and his spirit to those who believe in him. That all those who believe in Jesus, that we have become part of Christ's body. That when the Lord comes again, he will take us home. That we need not be there to participate in the 7 years of tribulation. And so this addresses the Israelites. It is not about the church.
In Jeremiah 30:7,
Jacob's trouble. What page was that?
Book of Jeremiah 37.
In the book of Jeremiah, it refers to Jacob's troubles.
中文譯話係呢個雅各遭受患難嘅日子。
And it says that this is a time of difficulty.
呢個就係講呢個在呢個七年災難嗰段時間。
And it speaks about the seven during the time of Revelation.
猶太人就會被呢敵基督嚟欺哄。
That they will be suffering.
猶太人會喺呢個七年災難裏邊。
That the Israelites within those 7 years of tribulation.
會有係六成會死去。
That at least 60% of them will die.
呢個撒迦利書13章裏邊講嘅，下次我哋會同大家再分享。
So we will speak a bit more about those 7 years of tribulation at the end.
真係弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我希望呢個一七裏邊所講嘅同你哋冇關係。
I'm hoping that those 7 years of tribulations written about in Revelation, that we will have no part of that. Because when this comes to pass and this happens to the Jewish people, it will also happen to the people of the world. That we don't have to be in that time frame. That if we believe in God, that if you believe in God, this will be something that you will not be participating in. Dearly beloved, I ask that we ask that the Lord have mercy on us. That the Lord lets us understand the urgency of the time. So that if we have not been baptized, I ask that we quickly be baptized, that we not be tardy, that we not procrastinate. So we will finish with some prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you that when we see these visions, that when we see that those prophecies are true, that the consequences. We understand that the Bible is your word, not written by man. These are your words. Dear Lord, I ask that you bless us. To give us a heart that is full of contrition. And I ask that for those of us who have not believed yet, have not accepted you, dear Lord, I ask that you move their hearts and move them to accept you. And not to be tardy or to put it off. To confess our sins. To accept that you are a one and only Lord. And also to be the Lord of our lives. Dear Lord, I ask that that all of us can accept you as the Savior. So that we can avoid this catastrophe that will come to pass. So with this, I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.